Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, all the military forts named for Confederate leaders, including Forts Benning, Gordon, Rucker, Hill, Hood, Pickett, Polk, Lee, and especially Fort Bragg. The U.S. Army has finally seen the light and agreed to rebrand each of these barbarically named installations for heroes the Holy Collective currently approves as of this month. As part of the ongoing effort to eradicate the past by rewording the present, this move finally achieves the noble goal of denying our history so we can become the future. Obviously, we do understand that future generations of even more enlightened persons may well see some flaw in these new names that we were too blind to see, which will mean these new names will probably also have to be banished at some point. We accept this risk and prostrate ourselves fully before the infallible judgment of the future. However, this is precisely why the relabeling of Fort Bragg as Fort Liberty is so wise. By using a concept instead of a person, we avoid these dangers. However, and this should not go unsaid, we do realize that some people will misconstrue Fort Liberty as actually meaning that America stands for some unfettered Wild West view that people should be in charge of their lives. Certainly not. We know that people must be taught what to think and told how to act so as to maximize the blessings of liberty we endorse in name only. Stand up for yourselves. So long as you stand up in exactly the same way as everyone else, that is the true lesson of forcing people to switch to Fort Liberty. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, the Scripps National Spelling Bee for being so racist. Now, I know this is a little unorthodox for us because I'm actually leading the call to cancel the Scripps Bee rather than simply relating to you the noble actions of some activist elsewhere. But I assure you, it's only because I have internalized the principles of our holy wokeness and am applying them righteously to this case. Consider the 12 finalists in this year's competition. Even a cursory look reveals the problem. One of them is Jewish, one of them is Hispanic, and an astounding 10 of them are of Indian descent. And as we have all learned from our deep study of institutional racism, this can only mean one thing. The B itself is biased in favor of Indian children. If social justice theory has taught us anything, it's that any outcome which shows a disparity between racial groups, like the SAT, must be inherently biased against the groups who underperform. And even if we can't identify any actual racism in the design of the contest, there clearly has to be something deeply flawed about a system of spelling rules that so powerfully marginalizes white, black, and all other non-Indian ethnicities. Now, I'm sure some right-wing zealot will try to claim these outcomes are evidence that traditional Indian families are simply better at producing academic success, but we know this cannot be true. As the Oracle of Relativism, Volume 2, Verse 18 teaches, every culture is equal to every other culture. It is written, let it be remembered. Since every culture is equal, every family is equal, and therefore no family can possibly do better at raising children than any other. And since no parenting can ever be better or worse, such a disproportionately Indian set of finalists can only mean that the Scripps Bee must certainly be racist. It cannot be explained as the result of hard work, patience, practice, discipline, and devotion. No, it's racism, pure and simple. And as such, it must go, woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
And finally, the strongest possible words of affirmation for Washington State Democratic Congressional candidate Rebecca Parson, who is riding the justice rainbow toward the holy Equitopia by encouraging homeless people to occupy vacant buildings all across the nation.
Then imagine you, me, and a million of our friends took action and occupied empty houses nationwide. They couldn't ignore us.
Oh my gosh, what an idea. You see, Parson, who has been recognized as a Justice Warrior Level 3 with silver maple leaf epaulettes, was following the path of futility laid out for her by the corporate overlords.
I did what they told me. I went to college. I got a master's degree. I ended up living in my car.
What a horror show. When it all came crashing down around her, she led a coalition of alternately sheltered persons to re-ownership unoccupied buildings in her community. Now, following Speechum's proverb, what belongs to one belongs to all, and what belongs to all belongs to me, she is teaching people to unthink capitalism and private property and live out the truth that we should simply take what we need right now and deal with the consequences later. This most definitely was in keeping with the truths she learned in graduate school. In addition to the housing redistribution revolution she is starting, Parson has also pointed out the absurdity of a $15 an hour minimum wage when in reality it should be $30 an hour. As she no doubt learned in her advanced economics training, the best way to help poor people is to use legislation to force companies to cough up the filthy lucre that they all wallow in. For her outstanding effort to rage against the machine and bring justice to all, we celebrate Rebecca Parson and award her the Exalted Order of Birkenstock and anoint her pronouns with the holy patchouli oil. All hail the equity. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.